Russia has banned imports of most foods from the West in retaliation for sanctions imposed for its role in the Ukraine conflict. The tit-for-tat sanctions will last a year and are targeted mainly at the United States and the European Union. But Vladimir Putin is also hitting back at smaller players, including Australia, Canada and Norway. With more, I'm joined by our business editor, Peter Ryan. Peter, are we seeing signs of a serious escalation in Russia's deteriorating relations with the West here?
Well, Michael, for now, the one-year ban on imports announced overnight is largely symbolic. It's really what happens next that matters. On the one hand, Russia's decision to ban food imports is probably designed to help its own agricultural industry, which over the years has been hurt by cheap imports from the European Union and the United States. But on the other hand, some products that are common on Russian supermarket shelves could start disappearing at some point. The big ones are imports of chicken, pork, beef and dairy products, and of course fruit and vegetables. Now, many Russians are veterans of the Cold War when food queues were common, but nothing like that is expected for now, especially as Vladimir Putin is well aware of his high popularity and the risks that go with that. But things could ratchet up if Russia decides to limit its gas exports to the EU, a dim prospect for homes and industry, especially as Europe heads into the winter.
Obviously, Australia is now a target for Russia in some senses. What could be the fallout here?
Well, the Australian government, Michael, already had a range of targeted sanctions in place in relation to the Ukraine conflict, such as travel bans, and that was well before the downing of MH17. So Australia was never going to be immune from any Russian retaliation. The Agriculture Minister, Barnaby Joyce, says he's disappointed at Russia's action, but he told News Radio this morning that the Australian government will do what it can to minimise any impact on Australian producers.
The Australian people have a right to make a statement about what they see as an action that is wrong, and Mr. Medvedev has a different view, and that's his right, and he has a responsibility to the Russian people, and we have a responsibility to the Australian people, and I know that this is something that is going to cause a bit of hardship in the country for rural producers, but we will try our very best to work around it and find alternate markets.
The Agriculture Minister, Barnaby Joyce. Well, Peter, in reality, this is likely to hurt Russia more than Australia, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's right. In global terms, Russia imports more than $9 billion worth of agricultural goods per year. Australia accounts for just over a tenth of that, so not insignificant. But economist Tim Harcourt from the University of New South Wales and the former chief economist at Austrade says that doesn't mean ordinary Russians won't be hurt.
You know, the total trade to Russia is 1.8 billion, so we're talking in very small millions here if anything happens. I think the sanctions are largely symbolic, and you know, Russia's pretty dependent on food imports, but they don't mind having food shortages in Russia. It seems to be a bit of an old Soviet tradition.
So what would Russia have to do in terms of reverse sanctions to make Australian farmers and other exporters really hurt?
They'd have to keep them on for a very, very long time, and ultimately Russia would start hurting its own people before it hurt any Australian farmer. But we know in the history of Russia through the Soviet Union, the Tsars, that they're sometimes prepared to do that.
Economist Tim Harcourt from the University of New South Wales, and earlier, of course, that was our business editor, Peter Ryan.